Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your very own business. Well, hello, successful women. Happy Labor Day to you. I hope that all of you are having a wonderful holiday weekend, and I want to give a big shout-out and thank you to all of those who have tuned in today on this special U.S. holiday. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, September 1st, 2014, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. So again, I want to welcome everybody to our broadcast of Successful Woman Radio today. We've got a great show lined up for you. Just want to share our excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, with you today. We'll be reading from Chapter 11, Acting in a Certain Way. Also, you'll be learning about a wonderful upcoming event with Women About Biz, which is My Vision, My Success, coming up on September 27th. More about that later on in the show. And, of course, we have a wonderful topic for you today as well, and it is Habits That Work. You know, as humans, we all have habits that can either positively or negatively enhance or impact our lives in some way. And so the habits that we choose to form literally have a big impact on your success. So I'll be sharing with you the habits that work. So stay tuned for that and make sure you go ahead and get your notepad and your pen out, because it's, again, going to be a wonderfully information-packed show. For those of you that are new to Successful Woman Radio, I just want to quickly let you know what the show is all about. Successful Woman Radio is a 9-year-old radio show. We've been on the air for quite a long time with hundreds of thousands of downloads that people do every single year. And so our show is a blend of a teleclass. We're going to inform you and educate you. It's a talk show. You know, we have guests on the show that share their expertise, whether it's an author, whether it's another expert who can bring light to some business subject that we all want to know about. And, of course, in addition to it being a teleclass and a blend of a talk show, it has the feel of a wonderful, good old-fashioned radio show as well. So together, all three of those things are blended to give you the Successful Woman Radio Show. And so make sure that you mark your calendar for every single Monday, including holidays, I might add, at 12 noon Eastern time. Again, every single holiday at 12 noon Eastern time. I also want to remind all of you that are listening today, make sure you go to successfulwomanradio.com. Again, that's spelled all the way out, successfulwomanradio.com. And check out any of our shows that happened last month during the month of August. We've got them there for you to listen at in case you missed some of those shows. And just to give you a quick recap of the shows that you could listen to on the site, our whole theme for the month of August was Savvy Networking Woman. So we provided you an educational portion of the show talking about the importance of networking for women and how to actually network, okay? And then from there, we also had special guests throughout the month of August as well. So you can listen to Developing Your Business Networking System, which we did on the first Monday of August. And then coming up on that second Monday of August, we also did How to Become a Savvy Networking Woman. And then we had a very special featured guest on the 18th, which was AJ Austin, the social panista, and she shared with us three ways that as women we need to stray away from dangerous mistakes that entrepreneurs make. So we talked about that. And then, of course, we had last Monday, which was so awesome, featured guest, Alisa Clark, CEO and President of Glory Professional Cleaning, and she shared with us some of her success tips in running her cleaning empire. So it was just a wonderful month during the month of August. So if you want to listen to any of those shows, there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can visit us at successfulwomanradio.com. And, of course, once you get there, hold your mouse over Show Archives and select August 2014, and you can listen to those shows from the comfort of your desktop computer. If you have an iPhone or an Android phone and you want to listen to the shows, one of our partners, Stitcher.com, you can actually load that particular app to your phone, and that's Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. You can load that app to your phone, and once the app is loaded and you click on it, then on the search tool, just put in Successful Woman Radio and mark that as your favorite, and you'll always have up-to-date shows right there at your fingertips on your phone or your smart device. So those are some of the ways that you can stay in touch with all of the wonderful information that we're passing out to you as business women. So again, I want to welcome everybody on this Labor Day, and for those of you who are outside of the U.S., well, you always you're going to get a special treat from us with giving you wonderful information. I want to go ahead, as always, and start off the show today with just sharing with you some questions that you need to be asking yourself to gain better focus, to gain better clarity. And so many of you who are longtime listeners of the show, you know what I'm talking about. These four questions can really help you. And we've been getting great emails from a lot of business women who are saying, absolutely, these questions help, and it helps to hear them every Monday as well. So let's go ahead and start off with question number one. Question number one is, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? This question is very important because you have to sometimes really ask yourself that question to remind yourself that not all activities on your calendar really pertain to the goal that you want to accomplish by, let's say, the following Friday. And so I always recommend every Sunday evening that you really pull out your calendar and just take a look at what you've been writing in your calendar all week long. Does it make sense to you? Are the activities really helping you to make money? Are they actually contributing to you spreading the word about your business? Are the activities actually helping you to accomplish your goal for that Friday coming? Take a look at that, okay? And I had some people to send me questions, and I found one question that was that quite a few people had in common, and they talked about the fact, is it okay to have activities that may not necessarily pertain to accomplishing that weekly goal, but it also pertains to accomplishing a monthly goal or a quarterly goal? And so my answer to that is that, you know, based on the fact that we're just talking about the calendar for the current week, those quarterly goals or that monthly goal should have been broken down so that you know what you should be working on each month or each week, right? So you always have to remember to do that drill down. And once you do that, then you're automatically going to have a certain set of goals that you specifically need to be working on this week. And so, therefore, all of your to-do items that actually pertain to the goals that are going to help you make it happen for Friday should be what you should be looking at right on your calendar. Here's number two. What clients or prospects do I need to follow up with? You know, I haven't met a businesswoman yet, no matter how successful she is. I just haven't met anyone that says, you know, I don't have anybody to follow up with, or I forget to follow up with important clients. I forget to follow up sometimes on the things that matter most. This is why it's so very, very important to have a really good follow-up system. You know, last week here in Atlanta, we had a Women About Biz networking event, and I promised the ladies during that time that I would host another follow-up, power follow-up teleclass. So I am planning on doing that this month during the month of September. And so stay tuned for that information. But again, you know, having that follow-up system is just so very, very important. And if you don't have a follow-up system, then it could be why a lot of things fall through the cracks. Let's move on to number three. What are my sales goals for the week? I can't stress enough that your sales goals are really supposed to drive you to take action on all of the activities that you are working on for the week, because you want to make those sales, right? Well, one of the things that helps you with your sales goals that I have often mentioned is it's important for you to know what your sales closure ratio is. And I think that's something that as women, we don't work on enough. A lot of the time, we confuse marketing and sales, and so as a result, we think that as long as we are marketing, the sales should just automatically come about. But I want to make sure right here and now that I kind of clear up a confusion about the marketing and sales aspects, okay? Marketing is a system of attracting prospective customers to you, right? After you have attracted them to you, then guess what happens? It's going to be your responsibility then to then start initiating your sales closure system so that you can close that individual and make the sale. So they are related, and one depends on the other, but they are not exactly the same thing. And so, again, I want to encourage you that if you haven't taken a look at a sales system, a follow-up system, a marketing system, and how it all works together, now is the time that you need to be doing that. Here's number four. How much is in my business checking? I always say this is my favorite question. How much is in my business checking? Well, as you know, as women, we do like to avoid the checking account when it doesn't have the amount that we're looking for in it, or when we know it's in the negative, or when we know we really haven't been making a lot of sales to generate revenue to go into our checking account. But we need to be mindful that we need to utilize that as an energy force to catapult us into action to generate that revenue, to make those sales. And again, it goes right back to the very first question that you should be asking yourself, which is, again, are the activities on my calendar supporting the goals that I want to accomplish for the week? So I hope these questions are helping you like they are hundreds of others who are downloading the show and emailing me and letting me know that they really like those questions and talk about how helpful they are. So I am excited because the questions help me all the time, and I practice what I preach. I ask myself those questions, and sometimes when I feel out of sort, like I've been so busy during the week that I've gotten myself off track, I will even go back and ask those questions on a Wednesday or on a Thursday because I know Friday is coming and I really would like to see some of those goals or all of those goals accomplished. As I said earlier, we have got a hot topic for you today, and that is habits that work. As humans, again, we all have habits that can either positively enhance or negatively impact our lives. And so, again, it's all about the habit that we choose to form that can help us be successful women. And so we're going to get into that a little bit later. It's 12:13 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your success coach, and I am here to make sure that you get information that you can put to use right away to help you grow your business, to help you enhance your personal life, and that's what it is all about. I want to go ahead and remind everyone, if you haven't, to take a look and go visit at womenaboutbiz.com. Again, that's womenaboutbiz.com. That's the sponsor of the show. And Women About Biz has been around for 14 years. We're coming up in 2015 on our 15th year, and hopefully we will be having a big celebration on that. But we've got a lot going on, and I want to remind you that if you have not taken advantage of joining our free bronze membership, please make sure that you do so. You get to fill out a profile. You get to participate in the community. And you also get to participate in many of our community groups as well. So if you'd like to visit please do go to womenaboutbiz.com and make sure, if you haven't participated in the community in a while, please stop by and let us know what's been going on in your business world. Do you have some new accomplishments that you'd like to share? Do you have some new services or perhaps new products that we need to know about in the community? If so, we've got the form for you to share it, and that's what it is all about. For those of you that are interested, you also can participate in our 100K movement. And, of course, our 100K movement is all about bringing in 100,000 women into the Women About Biz Network so that together we will have a large and international audience to continually share and grow together with one another. And that's what it's all about. So just imagine a movement where women who believe in having a positive mindset, believe in sharing resources and helping one another, and not just being on the network just to sell, but also to share. Imagine being in that environment. Well, that is what our Women About Biz social community is all about, and we want you to be a part of it, okay? Come join us. Take advantage of all of the benefits that even our free bronze membership has to offer. Also want to just give a big shout-out to some of the women that have really made a difference and impact in my life this year. I want to give a shout-out to Faith White. Faith is owner of See Me Travel, and Faith has just always been just an inspiration to me. She's a great travel specialist, and if you've ever thought about group travel, if you've ever thought about looking at putting together some type of cruise or training travel, then Faith is definitely your person to talk with. And you can meet Faith right in the Women About Biz community. Just log in and put in the search bar Faith White, W-H-Y-T-E, and you can connect with her and talk with her right in the community. I also want to give a shout-out to Pamela Alexander. She is the president and executive producer at BizLinks TV, which I am so proud of her for providing a format and a way for business women to really get the word out there through the power of video. Many of you may have either attended this event or have heard that we have joined with Pamela in putting on Elevator Pitch 2.0, and of course we had a wonderful time at the Courtyard Marriott here in Atlanta last week as people put their elevator pitch together. And so stay tuned, because we will be repeating that program, and you will be able to partake of that if you didn't have a chance to. I also want to give a big shout out to Tracy Washington, who has just recently come back to the fold and getting ready to network with us on the social network at Women About Biz. I want to give a big shout-out to Cynthia Turner, who is also in our social network and who is a content specialist. If you're looking to write a brand, if you're looking to write a book, Cynthia is definitely your person. Also want to give a big shout-out to Alisa Clark as well, who we had on the show on this past Monday. And, of course, Lisa shared how she went from ground zero in turning her company, her cleaning company, into a thriving cleaning empire that does business all over the U.S., which is so absolutely wonderful. So, again, you know, a lot of wonderful women that you can meet through Women About Biz. And all you have to do is make a commitment to start participating in that social network and letting people know who you are, what you do, and sharing those resources as well. We've got our hot topic, Habits That Work, coming up. Also, again, on the show today, we've got an excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, Acting in a Certain Way, that I want to share with you at this time. I'm not sure how many of you that regularly listening to the show have actually purchased the book, The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles, but it really is a good book, and again, I recommend that you read the book more than once, and you really can go online and find free versions of the book as an ebook. Also, there are many who have also given their commentary on the book to help others, you know, further understand his writing style. But in chapter 11, in The Science of Getting Rich, the author says, in the acting in a certain way, he says, thought is the impelling force which causes the creative power to act. He says, thinking in the certain way will bring riches to you, but you must not rely upon thought alone, paying no attention to personal action. That is the rock upon which many otherwise scientific, metaphysical thinkers meet shipwreck, the failure to connect thought with personal action. So in other words, what the author is saying here is that, yes, you need to be thinking positively. You need to have positive images in your mind. You need to visualize what it is that you want. But without personal action, it doesn't mean anything, because it's the personal action that actually proves, right? It actually proves that you believe what you are actually thinking. He goes on to say, we have not yet reached the stage of development in which a person can create directly from the form of substance without nature's processes or the work of human hands. A person must act as well as think. By thought, you can cause the gold in your heart of the mountains to be impaled toward you, but it will not mine itself, refine itself, coin itself into double eagles, and come rolling along the roads into your pocket. Under the impelling force of the supreme power, he says, people's affairs will be so ordered that someone will be led to mine the gold for you. And another person's business transactions will be so directed that the gold will be brought toward you. You must arrange your own business affairs so that you are able to receive it when it comes to you. And, you know, perhaps that's the problem of many people, is that we have not arranged our own business affairs so that we are able to receive that which we are trying to plan in our business. So to be a successful woman, to be a wealthy woman, a rich woman, you must understand that your thoughts and your actions must align. As a matter of fact, as a side note, I always tell my clients that the proof in whether or not you believe in what you're doing is purely in action alone. For it doesn't matter if the action you take is not necessarily the right action, because you can correct that, but it's the action in and of itself that gives you the proof that that you believe in what you are doing. That is why it's a hard pill to swallow. But when we procrastinate on that which we say we want out of life, we really have to go back and take a look at our belief system, because when we really want something, especially women, we really, really take action on it. So watch what you think and watch what you believe, and then watch how you take action on it, which will confirm your thoughts and your beliefs. Getting back to the excerpt, the author says, the scientific use of thought consists in forming a clear and distinct mental image of what you want and holding fast to your purpose to get what you want, and then realizing with grateful faith that you do get what you want. In other words, you've got to own it. And I know many of you have probably heard a lot of motivational speakers say this before, but you've got to own what it is that you want. And when you own something, you take action to keep it. He says, do not try to project your thought in any mysterious or occult way with the idea of having it go out and do things for you. That is wasted effort and will weaken your power to think with sanity. In other words, there's no such thing as making yourself rich if you're not going to take action to it. And I think that is the misconception that a lot of women tend to have as we begin to embrace self-empowerment and self-development books and look at, you know, a lot of different books that tell us, you know, you've got to think positively. Yes, that is one piece of the puzzle, but ladies, it is the action that goes along with the thinking positively that gives us the positive results. He says, do not try to project your thought again in any mysterious or occult way. I want to talk about that because, again, our power comes from being able to utilize God's power within us. But if you think that there is some other mysterious power that can bring about the things that you want in life, that's not true. You are the one, through the power that has been bestowed upon you at your birth, have the power with action to do all of the things that you want incredibly in abundance, okay? And then he says, it's not your part to guide or supervise the creative process. All you have to do with that is to retain your vision, stick to your purpose, and maintain your faith and gratitude. And then, but you must act in the certain way so that you can appropriate what is yours when it comes to you, so that you can accept the things in your picture and put them into their proper place. And he talks about this further throughout the book, but again, the author wants you to understand is that wanting and desiring to be rich means nothing if you're not going to align your belief, your thoughts, your faith with action. It is always, ladies, and always will be, the action that proves to you, hands down, that you are real about what you want out of life. And so, again, I just read you an excerpt from the book, The Science of Getting Rich, and next week I'll be reading from you another excerpt from Chapter 12, Efficient Action, where he talks about making sure you take the right type of action. And so I hope that you have enjoyed that excerpt, again, from The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. I have another bonus for you that I'd like to share with you as well, something that is very dear to my heart. Many of you know that I am a huge follower and fan of the works of Napoleon Hill. And, of course, I have come to understand and believe that his writings are so point on about life itself, you know, that I can't express enough that you should look up Napoleon Hill and read many of his works, okay? And, you know, I recommend to people all of the time that all of the things that I have read, I can go back to the Bible and really start extracting a lot of the exact same things that God himself has shared with us that we should follow for a positive and successful life. One of the things that Napoleon Hill wrote continually is my favorite, and I want to share that with you, okay? And so this is excerpted from when he shares about the two envelopes that we are born with. He says, there is a profound law. Choosing our own purpose in life and attaining it is so important. And he says, let me call your attention to a great power which is under your control and is greater than poverty, greater than the lack of education, and greater than all of your fears and superstitions combined. Napoleon Hill says, it is the power to take possession of your own mind and direct it to whatever ends you may desire. This profound power is the gift of the Creator, and it must have been considered the greatest of all of his gifts to man because it is the only thing over which man has complete and unchallengeable right of control and direction. He says, when you speak of poverty and lack of education, he said, you are simply directing your mind power to attract these undesirable circumstances because it is true, whatever your mind feeds upon, you will attract. That is why, he says, all success begins with definiteness of purpose, with a clear picture in your mind of what you precisely want from life. He says, here is a universal truth. Everyone brings with them at birth, and I really want you all to listen to this because, as I have shared time and time again, each of us were born with the ability and the power to be wealthy. So, ladies, listen intently upon this. He says, everyone brings with them at birth. Number one, the riches you may enjoy if you take possession of your own mind and direct it to the ends of your own choice. And then number two, penalties you must pay if you neglect to take possession of your mind and direct it. He says we were born with two of those choices, and in the first choice, the envelope number one, riches, comes sound health, a peace of mind, labor of love of your own choice, freedom from fear and worry, a positive mental attitude, and material riches of your own choice and quantity. Let me read that again of what comes in envelope number one, riches. A sound mind, peace of mind, labor of love of your own choice, freedom from fear and worry, a positive mental attitude, and material riches of your own choice and quantity. But in envelope number two, penalties, also can come ill health, fear and worry, indecision and doubt, frustration and discouragement throughout life, poverty and want, and a whole flock of evils such as envy, greed, jealousy, anger, hatred, and superstition can come if you open up that envelope number two, the penalties. And so I wanted to share that with you, because I want you to understand and I want you to realize that if you have not accomplished some of your goals thus far this year as we move into this month of September, basically 3 months out from the holiday season and towards the end of this year, don't pity yourself. Don't be hard on yourself to the point to where it causes you to be in despair and feel sorry for yourself, which it literally will propel you into procrastination, because that is not where you need to be. What you need to understand is that now is the time for you to pick up that envelope, number one, full of riches, and pick up sound health, embrace peace of mind, and that labor of love of your choice, that freedom from fear and worry, a positive mental attitude, and be able to embrace those material riches of your own choice and quantity. And you can do all of that by simply making sure that you align and making sure that your thought process, your faith, and your beliefs are aligned up with your action. Actually, there's a definition for it. It's called unshakable faith. And when you have this unshakable faith, which is a level of belief so deeply rooted within you that it causes you to take swift and immediate action, you are always going to be able to align yourself with that which you believe and want to do in life. So I want you to understand that you do have a choice. And no matter how bad you think life is sometimes, or how unfair, or how a business opportunity or a business project didn't go your way, you can never give up. For as long as you are breathing oxygen, you can never give up. You must always realize that there is a way for you to be successful, and that you were born with the ability and the power to be successful. So I hope that you have enjoyed that, as I read for you also the profound law explanation provided by Napoleon Hill. It's very, very beautiful. I also want to direct you towards listening to Napoleon Hill himself talking about that on the Women About Biz website. If you go to womenaboutbiz.com, and then hold your mouse over channels, and then at the bottom choose personal development. Once you're on that personal development page, you can then scroll down towards the middle or bottom, and you'll see conceive, believe, achieve. Click on that, and you'll be able to hear Napoleon Hill himself. You'll be able to hear him give this testament through video of the very same thing that I just read to you. And you may want to listen to it, you know, every day for a couple of weeks just to receive this positive information about how you were given these two choices in life. And then ask yourself, Have I bought into the choice of penalties, or have I bought into the choice of riches? Which one have I bought into? And let me go back and take a look at my life and evaluate how I have been thinking. Have I aligned my action, my thoughts, and my faith and my belief up together so that it causes me to take that swift and immediate action necessary to be the successful woman that I know I am and can be? Ask yourself that question, because it is very, very important. It's 12:34 after the hour, and for those of you that are listening, this is Trina Newby, your business success coach, and you are listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. I want to go ahead and share with you some of the things that are going on event-wise this month at Women About Biz. First of all, I always want to remind everyone to share as much and as often as you can our wonderful nonprofit venture that we have for women. Scholarship-based, is called Her Dream Startup. Again, Her Dream Startup. And again, we are so proud of this program because it is helping so many women who are looking for a quality entrepreneur training program that is designed just for women. We are preparing for our September class and our October class, so please make sure that you let individuals know about it. It is a 4-week, 8-session entrepreneur training program, again, designed just for women. And during this program, we have 4 core areas that we focus on. Number 1, we focus on mind prep. Number 2, we focus on the 7 phases of business startup. Number 3, we focus on creating your working business plan. And then number 4, we focus on how to wrap it all together and implement what you have learned. And so, again, this is a very valuable course, and just the mind prep alone is something that all women need to understand. So you can visit herdreamstartup.com. Again, herdreamstartup.com, and you will be able to get that information. You can share it with your church ministries. You can share it with women that you connect with on your social media. You can share it with your own personal network, but we definitely want as many women as possible to be able to take advantage of the Her Dream Startup program. Also want you to mark your calendars for September 27th of this month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. here in Atlanta for My Vision, My Success. Again, My Vision, My Success. And if you are in North Carolina, South Carolina, if you're in Washington, D.C., this is worth coming into the Metro Atlanta area for this particular program. You know, I believe totally in vision, and I believe that it is the first phase of stirring that we have within us to be successful. We get a vision. We capture an idea, a thought, and it's up to us to take that vision and transfer it. You see, ladies, when you surround yourself with pictures, words, and expressions of what you aspire to be, it causes you to move forward and empowers you to manifest your dreams and goals. So I want you to join me in Atlanta again on September 27th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for a vision board gathering like no other. My Vision, My Success will be a full day's workshop where you are going to write, revise, and enhance your vision, and then you're going to create a vision board that reflects and directs your success path. I'm so excited about it. I've already started preparing for it and sharing with you some incredible, incredible information that is going to change your life, not next year, but it's going to change your life that day when you are at the My Vision, My Success workshop and vision board gathering. So again, I want you to be a part of it. I want you to learn more about it, and to do that, simply visit womenaboutbiz.com. Again, womenaboutbiz.com. And as you land on that homepage, simply just scroll down towards the middle in the middle column, and you will see My Vision, My Success. Click on it and go ahead and get yourself registered. Now, we sell out every year for this particular workshop. So I'm going to just share this with you right now, that we only this year have space for about 35 women, and that 10 of those spaces have already been reserved. So you need to go ahead and not procrastinate, but you need to take that swift action that I've talked about, invest in yourself, and go ahead and register for this as soon as you can. Again, it's Saturday, September 27th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Courtyard Marriott. And also, this is not up on the website yet, but I just want to get it out there to you. Mark your calendar for Saturday, December 6th. Again, that's Saturday, December 6th. That is our annual holiday extravaganza and networking event here in Atlanta at the DoubleTree Hotel. Again, that's December 6th. More information is going to come to you about that, but we also want to give you that date so that you can mark it, and especially if you are interested in being a vendor. We always have such a wonderful time. This is our 6th annual holiday extravaganza, so I know that you are going to enjoy it. And again, this is one of those events where women from all over the U.S. can come into Atlanta and just have a wonderful time connecting, networking. We have a wonderful Wise Women's panel that we always choose three successful women that share their wisdom with us for the year. So you're really going to like our format with this. So again, that's Saturday, December 6th, our holiday extravaganza. That information should be up later this week on the Women About Biz website. For now, though, make sure that you go ahead and take up one of the spots for the My Vision, My Success Vision Board Party and Workshop coming up on Saturday, September 27th. Again, it's like no other. You will absolutely love it. It's 12:40 after the hour. You are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to go ahead and go right into our hot topic, which is habits that work. Again, habits that work. And this is one of my favorite topics because I learned something about habits. I learned that out of all of the things that we hear about success, out of everything that you read, you can't discount those things because they are very important. Self-help books, motivational tapes, manifestation, all of that is very important. But what it all really boils down to, ladies, is it boils down to habits. Habits are the foundation of the human physiology. Habits are what makes us function as humans. It is a system that God himself, he stored this into us. He actually gave us this system so that we could literally function properly. And so you need to know that everything has its place. Everything has a system. And so as we live in the universe, which is a system, as our bodies function in a system, habits is a system that actually automates repetitive functions that we need to what we would consider function normally, okay? And so, again, as I stated earlier, as humans, we all have habits that can either positively enhance our lives or negatively impact our lives. So I just want you to really take some good notes on this, and I really want you to think on this because this is one of those things that make you say, never thought about habits in that way, but now that I know about it, I can honestly perhaps identify habits that are holding me back. So let's again take a look at what habits are. Well, habits are, again, automatic routines of behavior that are repeated regularly without thinking. They are learned, not instinctive, human behaviors that occur automatically without the explicit, as they say, without the explicit intention of the person. So let's just take a look at an example, okay? Habits allow us to literally put our lives on autopilot and carry out human functions without having to actually take the time to think about it. Can you imagine having to every day wake up like it's part of you learning all over again and having to learn how to read or having to learn how to even wake up or having to learn how to brush your teeth or put on your clothes or having to learn how to take care of your children, your baby, or having to learn all over again how to cook or having to learn how to drive. Okay, well, can you imagine waking up and not knowing any of these things when just the previous day before you looked it all up and figured it out and knew how to do it, but it's erased? Oh, I could never imagine that, okay? As a matter of fact, there is a medical condition for that, right? There's many medical conditions for that. And so, again, we, if you are a normal functioning human being, we have repetitive and automated habits that continuously as a system work together for the common benefit of us properly functioning as human beings, okay? So another example is that it's like recording your favorite song and then pushing play every time you want to hear it. You don't have to find out where the group will be appearing next or come up with the money to pay the group to play the song for you personally every time you want to hear it. The song is forever recorded, and all you have to do is push play. Well, that's literally what a habit is. But, you know, I think that we have taken habits for granted, and so as a result, we really aren't paying attention to what we may be doing that causes us not to be as successful. But it really has a lot to do with habits. And so what I want to do is share with you habits that can help you to be more successful. But before I do that, I also want to talk about what must you do when you have habits that are working against you, because we all do. Some of us have habits that are working against us to lose weight. Some of us have habits that work against us to really complete a project or follow through all the way through with something that is meaningful to us. Some of us have habits of not being in good relationships and choosing the same type of person to be in a relationship with over and over again when it's a habit, it's a repetitive habit that's causing us to do that. So you need to understand that habits really are the foundation for all of your success. And if you don't lay good habits and if they aren't repetitively repeated enough in order for you to be successful and automated with it, then you're going to continually experience negative impacts of all of those habits that are attracting you to do, let's say, negative things. So how do you get rid of a negative habit? Well, what has to happen with a habit is that most experts agree that you have to come up with another positive habit to rule out a negative habit. In other words, if you are gaining more and more weight and the habits that you are repeating are causing you to continuously gain this weight, then what you're going to have to do is come up with a set of habits that's going to cause you to lose the weight. So it has everything to do with behavior. You know, it could be the habit of going to the grocery store and always buying, you know, chemically processed foods and junk foods, where a habit that may counteract that would be a habit of where you stick to a list of fresh, organic foods, and then another habit may be you rid your kitchen, your whole household, you rid it of any chemically processed foods and foods that you know are going to cause you to gain weight. And so, again, that's just a small example. But in order to eliminate a negative habit, a new positive habit must be formed, and you must repeat it for at least 21 to 30 days. And sometimes those of you who may have stubbornness, your system may be stubborn with releasing a negative habit, you may have to repeat a habit up to 90 days or more before you, a positive habit up to 90 days or more before you actually see that negative habit begins to let go. Now, what causes us to hold on to those habits? Well, remember, once we catch on to a habit and we start repeating something, our subconscious mind, which does not judge right or wrong, begins to hold on to that habit. And then once you repeat it enough, the subconscious mind begins to automate that habit and brings it to the forefront. And that is how a lot of the time negative habits can wreak havoc in our lives. And so we have to be very, very careful with that. How do we change that? Again, We have to get the subconscious mind, which is like a hard drive, we have to get it to accept the positive habit. And the only way it will believe that this new positive habit is really what we want is through repetition. We have to repeat the habit enough to where the subconscious mind will begin to accept that this is what we really want to do, and then that habit will become automated, and it will no longer be hard to do that positive habit, but it will become easy because it will have been automated for us to do it, okay? And so, again, you can think about a baby walking. And remember, the baby gets frustrated. They cry a lot. They crawl, and then they want to stand up. And when they fall down, sometimes they get real frustrated because they're trying to learn to walk. But what happens when that baby starts getting back up a certain number of times and walking? The subconscious mind begins to accept that the child wants to walk, and then it becomes a repetitive habit that becomes easy for the baby to walk, and the baby begins to consistently walk without falling down as much. And then, of course, by the time they're two or three, they are running, right? Absolutely. So that's what happens the same way with us as adults with habits. And so habit is very, very important. So I want to share with you habits that work. And perhaps as you are listening, you will consider adopting some of these habits for the better. Let's first break it down. I'm going to share with you habits in the health and wellness category. I'm going to share with you habits in the business category, habits in the money management category, habits in the personal development category, and last but not least, I'm going to share with you habits in the joy category. All of these are habits that if you practice these enough and embrace them repetitively, they can become automatic in your system. First, let's take a look at health and wellness. Well, drink at least 64 ounces of water daily. That's a habit that has to be repetitively done. What about eat more non-processed foods, which would include your fruit, your vegetables, and your whole grains? Well, this has to be a habit. What about exercise 30 minutes daily? Well, it's not going to happen, ladies, by osmosis. This means that we have to take action. And what I recommend is that you just either start walking. Don't worry about how fast you're walking. Just walk consistently for 30 minutes every single day. What about giving yourself a breast exam monthly? Well, that has to become an ingrained habit to do that. And this habit can really pay off in so many ways. It can save our lives. So giving yourself a breast exam monthly, maybe the same day, the same day or the same time, one day out of the month or one day out of the week will help you to automate giving yourself a self-breast exam. What about scheduling an annual physical the same time each year for your pap smear, your mammogram, or your blood work? This is so very important because maintenance is what, preventative maintenance in the medical world is what's going to help us live longer and stay healthier. So it's so important. So again, that was the health and wellness category. Drink at least 64 ounces of water daily. Eat more non-processed foods, your fruit, vegetables, and whole grains. Exercise 30 minutes daily. Give yourself a breast exam monthly and schedule your annual physical the same time each year. So these are, again, positive habits that if your subconscious mind will catch on and automate them for you. Let's move on to business. This is a biggie for those of you who are in business. Here are some great habits to embrace. Pre-schedule 5 days each August to plan your strategy for the following year. Okay, what about this one? Review your calendar every morning and every evening. Review your task for the week every Sunday evening. Prepare a cash flow monthly. That's the amount of sales coming in and the amount of expenses going out. Prepare that at least monthly. Share your business with 3 to 5 new people daily. This has to be repetitively done, again, to make it a habit. Attend one networking event weekly. Give 3 to 5 business referrals monthly. That means that as you're out there networking, you're not only looking for yourself, but you're wanting to bless the lives of other people by giving 3 to 5 business referrals monthly. And then last but not least, make it a habit to ask for the business. That's a very, very important habit that we need to develop as women, because many women have fear of asking for the business. Next, we have the category of money management. Here's three good habits with money management that you need to embrace. Save 20% of your earnings monthly, no matter how small they are. Pay cash for everything. No cash, no purchase. Make it a habit. Buy used cars instead of new. Remember, the car devalues itself anywhere between, 20 to 30% when you drive it off the lot, okay? So buy used. Also, under personal development, another category for habits that you need to develop, schedule 1 hour for mastering a skill, meaning you work on yourself on a daily basis from a personal development standpoint. Read one nonfiction book monthly. Remember, one nonfiction book read monthly, perhaps in the personal development category, written by people with 10 or more years' experience, by the end of the year will give you over 120 years of wisdom. Journal your experiences daily. These are things that become a habit if you do them on a frequent daily basis. And then this habit is so important. Be proactive in all things. That means don't allow yourself to be lazy in your mind about getting things done and doing things. Whatever you do in life, with all actions that you take in life, learn to be proactive in doing those things. Last but not least is the category of joy, because we don't just want happiness, because happiness is a temporary mood, but we want joy, okay? And joy is something that is consistent. It's something that brings us satisfaction. Even during sad times, we can still say that we have joy in our lives. So some habits to continuously bring joy into your life is, number one, become one with the Creator, with God the Father. Pray and meditate the same time daily. Be thankful. Give gratitude on a daily basis. Be thankful. Wake up thanking and giving praise to God for just being able to wake up, for what you do have. Be grateful for that, okay? Always tell the truth. That's a habit that we all need to really take a look at. I don't think there's anyone that can honestly say that you've never lied or you've never been as truthful as you needed to be. Look, we just need to learn as human beings that truth helps set us free. And so we always need to tell the truth. And financially bless someone monthly. If you can do it weekly or daily, wonderful. But at least monthly, try financially blessing someone on an anonymous level. Just put the money in an envelope, mail it to them, or ask someone else to hand it to them. But don't do it because you want praise or glory or fame or recognition. Do it out of the goodness of your heart and watch the blessing that you get from God, just the overall sheer joy that you get from knowing that you blessed somebody else's life and didn't expect anything bad. That in and of itself will take you to a high like no other. And last but not least, under joy, volunteer monthly. Do something to bring joy into the lives of someone else. Sometimes it even helps take to focus off of your own pressures, your own stresses of life, and help someone else. We've got Children's Hospital where mothers right now are sitting at Children's Hospital 24 hours a day, feeding the baby and worried about their babies who've been diagnosed with all types of diseases and ailments. And some, they're telling their mothers they may not even make it the next day or the next week. Those mothers need support. You have seniors that need support. You have teenagers and children that can be mentored, that can be nurtured. So there's all types of volunteer positions out there. The big thing about volunteering that you need to understand is don't look for the praise, okay? Don't look for the praise. Look for the blessing. Look for the inside blessings, the feelings that you get from the inside. And don't look at having to volunteer for a large group here and help this one person. Even if it's Miss Essie down the street, even if it's fixing breakfast for her one morning every week or going to help her vacuum her living room carpet, whatever you can do, to bring joy to the lives of others will bring joy to you. So I hope that you have enjoyed Habits That Work in the categories of health and wellness, business, money management, personal development, and joy. I'm going to try and get this up as an article on the Successful Woman Radio site. So for those of you that want to look at this, that you'll be able to have that. So I'll say take a look on the website by Wednesday, and it should be up as an article. And that way you'll have it, and you'll be able to share these good habits with others. And remember what a habit is. It is an automatic routine of behavior that is repeated regularly without you thinking about it. So in order for some of these habits to become routine and for you to do them naturally without you really having to think about it, it has to be repetitively done for a period of time, anywhere between 21 and 90 days. Where do you start? You just look at your life and say, what do I need help with right now? Do I need to lose weight? Do I need to get better business skills? And you take a look at that, and that's where you start. But listen, it's so important for you to understand, again, that the power for you to be successful all lies with you. That you must be assured of. And that's the beautiful thing that God has given us. He's given us the power of choice. Well, we've come to the end of the show, and I truly hope that you have enjoyed Successful Woman Radio today. I want to encourage you to mark your calendar for next Monday, September the 8th, as we continue to bring you information that's going to inspire and motivate you to be a successful woman. Also, I want to remind you to go ahead and go to the Women About Biz website and register for the My Vision, My Success workshop happening on September 27th, which is a Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., a full-day workshop that is well worth you investing in yourself to learn all about the power of your vision and how to create your success path. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, and I pray that the information shared has motivated and inspired you to move forward with your dreams and your goals. Have an abundant and productive week. Bye-bye, everybody.